Enabling matter power spectrum emulation in beyond dollar lambda dollar CDM cosmologies with COLA, by Guilherme Brando et al. We compare and validate COLA, CO moving Lagrangian acceleration, simulations against existing emulators in the literature, namely BACO and Euclid Emulator 2. Our analysis focuses on the nonlinear response function, i.e., the ratio between the nonlinear dark matter power spectrum in a given cosmology with respect to a predefined reference cosmology, which is chosen to be the Euclid Emulator 2 reference cosmology in this paper. We vary three cosmological parameters, the total matter density, the amplitude of the primordial scalar perturbations and the spectral index. By comparing the COLA nonlinear response function with those computed from each emulator in the redshift range 0 is less than or equal to z is less than or equal to 3, we find that the COLA method is in excellent agreement with the two emulators for scales up to k approximately 1 HMPC as long as the deviations of the matter power spectrum from the reference cosmology are not too large. We validate the implementation of massive neutrinos in our COLA simulations by varying the sum of neutrino masses to three different values, 0.0 electron volts, 0.058 electron volts and 0.15 electron volts. We show that all three nonlinear prescriptions used in this work agree at the 1% level at k is less than or equal to 1 HMPC. We then introduce the effective field theory of dark energy in our COLA simulations using the n-body gauge method. We consider two different modified gravity models in which the growth of structure is enhanced or suppressed at small scales, and show that the response function with respect to the change of modified gravity parameters depends weakly on cosmological parameters in these models. This was Enabling Matter Power Spectrum Emulation in Beyond $Lambda $CDM Cosmologies with COLA, by Guilherme Brando et al.